little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
And the Sony network's back online. Finally. Right, Wayne? It took them long enough.
It took them quite... Oh, yeah.
Thanks to those SOBs of Lizard... Lizard Lick, or whatever the hell you call themselves. I don't know. I have no clue why they did that. I mean, just to ruin people's Christmases?
For the lulz, man. For the lulz.
Well, I guess they want to,
They want to go down in history for doing something.
Well, that, and also I think they just want us to spend time with family instead of just playing on an Xbox.
I don't know so much about that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of... I try to be on their side. But anywho, Shotgun's Podcast, episode 136. And this is the after Christmas thing. And Happy New Year's Eve, or Happy New Year's to everybody whenever we post this up, right?
Yeah, it's going to go up before the New Year's, right?
Yeah.
I hope.
Midnight Lost! Bon!
We still got a day to get it up.
Oh, yeah, I know. So, as you can see, I don't know if you can hear in the background, it's kind of rainy here right now in San Diego. That rarely happens, and it feels
and
like
nice,
a flood going on right now.
Nice,
so it's a nice cold.
Nice cold weather.
I'm holding my nice coffee here right now, making me nice and warm.
A few more degrees colder, and we're going to get snow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the mountains are.
my ass place is hitting 45, 44 degrees at night. That's a little too cold for my taste. Even though I snowboard, but it's not, you know, my day needs to stay at home and whatnot. But yeah. So everybody had a nice Christmas, nice place going on.
A lot, a lot of fun with family and friends.
That's how it's supposed to be. Family, yeah. I asked Wayne, I told him, hey, you know, for me, all I want is to be with family. That's all I ask, that's all I want, and that's what I get every year. I'm blessed for that. That's all I wanted. So, shall we go on with this crazy podcast? So just Wayne and I for today. And what we've been playing this past week, well, I haven't played that much lately other than Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Galaxy Note 3. I've also been playing Omega Mode and Street Fighter 4, which I'm actually finding Ken and Rolento very, very insanely good. Hmm. Which I like. Fireball Ken from his feet and Rolento with his cancels. Nice. Rolento's a whole lot faster. He reminds me of the old CVS 2 days. Which I love. And other than that, I've been playing a lot of what's it called that? What game is that? You play Trivia Crack too?
Yeah.
You crackhead. So do I. Find me.
I think I saw you on there.
Yeah, if you guys haven't played, if you guys don't know what Trivia Crack is, it's pretty much it's
a lot of fun.
It's a fun game. I mean, it's just there's history, art, there's geography, science, entertainment, sports. You know, just the quiz trivia game going on.
Yeah, and I tend to get a lot wrong, but a lot right. So
actually, my strongest category. Well, my weakest category is history, but everything else I'm actually strong in, especially science. I'm a huge science guy, so...
I'm strong on geography, but kind of weak on entertainment.
I can tell. Hey, it's starting to rain again. Woo!
Yeah. Except when it comes to music. Those ones I get right.
Same here. We don't know why, right, Wayne?
I know, right?
Alright, so other than that, that's... what else am I playing? Ultra, Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Note 3... And also Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3. That's about it for me. It's been a little staggering thanks to the Christmas week. How about you, man? What you been playing other than Puzzle Quest?
Trivia Crack? Man. I've been doing a little more. I kind of took a break from Transformers Legends, but I'm getting back into that one right now.
What?
Star Wars Galactic Defense. What else did I play?
Defense?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
The heck are you?
And you just turned on the Xbox.
I know, that's pretty cool.
Other than that, those were the mobile games I'm playing. Big Hero 6 on my phone, here and there. But mostly I spent the last little bit of time that I actually had time to actually really play games playing either Halo 5 multiplayer, the beta access there, or... you know, alpha, whatever you want to call it. It's really more like an alpha. Forza Horizon 2, the new DLC. I've drawn blanks on the name right now. Storm Island.
Storm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That is.
I see.
That is so much fun to play. But it's such a different. How do you say it? It's such a different mechanics. You know, driving in those kind of weather conditions and driving on the main island. So, or the main continent. You know, of Europe. But yeah, those are what I've been playing for the most part here. I have a little bit of more, of course, Avengers Alliance. I just unlocked Hybrid Crystal. Yeah, those two. Just the last few days with their new special ops and lockbox heroes.
Awesome. So, well, as I said, it's been a.
Been a lot going on.
There's been a lot going on, especially with family, of course, Christmas and all. News has been a little bit short lately, but we got a few things going on here right now. And as we say in the beginning of the podcast, PlayStation Network still down as Xbox Live returns. Finally.
Well, it's actually just come. It came back just the other day, actually.
Yeah. At what pace? Crawling pace?
Yeah, it's still having issues, unfortunately. Not really affecting me too much because I'm always on the Xbox One, and they got.
I have both, and I always use my Xbox One. So the only thing I use my for is my exclusive games here and there, but I don't play online that much anymore, or rarely. Hey, get off the news. Get off trivia. Let me play a trivia crack game for you. Crack whore.
Yeah.
It's cracking addicting, isn't it?
It is. It's you know.
All right. So here's also for the speaking of the Xbox One, Xbox 360. The January games have been revealed, and this includes Witcher 2. If you guys haven't seen Witcher 2, it's one of the badass games out there. I really do enjoy it. And what else do they have in there other than Witcher 2? They have
D4, Dark Dreams Don't Die.
Yeah.
The Witcher.
Yeah, we're talking about.
2.
Assassins of Kings and MX vs. ATV Alive, which is.
Yeah.
It's alright, it can be a little more better. What else do they have on there, Wayne?
Yeah, so D4 is going to be on the Xbox One. The 360 is going to be MX vs. ATV Alive. And then Witcher 2 is going to be the secondary game for 360 later in the month. So that's pretty good. Yeah, so. That's pretty much what's there now. Of course, last month, or this current month, if you get on there right now and you haven't got it, you can get Worms Battleground and Volgar, the Viking.
Yeah. Worms Battleground. Yes!
That's a fun game.
It's a great game. Yeah. Worms, so, this is one for you, Wayne.
So, the Master Chief Collection. There's actually a little bit of news surrounding this for you right now. There's a new patch went out. I still got to download it, but the same update way. Improves the matchmaking. Co-op will now work properly. And we get the Halo 4 Spartan Ops mode. So we get all the episodes for Spartan Ops, I believe, are available now.
Nice.
It's so cold, my computer doesn't want to respond as quickly.
Yeah, that connection sucks as always.
Well, there's part of that, too. But, you know.
That's not part of that. It's almost the whole entire thing.
Yeah, right. Other than that, 343 has come forward saying, hey, you know what? We know you guys have had some issues with the game since launch. We know that you guys have been requesting, you know, that we add ODST on there. So you know what we're going to do? Those of you that got the game right away, that have been playing it within a certain period of time, you'll get ODST for free when we launch it next year. And it'll be part of the Master Chief Collection. So it'll be integrated into the game. So... yeah, other than that, some updates, some matchmaking went through, general fixes here and there. So, I think there was even some achievements fixed to make sure you got the achievements correctly, so, and some stability. So, Master Chief Collection is still getting better and better, and we're going to get ODST. And being that we're going to get ODST, I wonder if maybe we're going to get, like, Reach or something else later on, you know? Apparently, those of you that did not get the Master Chief Collection right away...
sucks to be you guys.
You'll still have the option to purchase ODST. They haven't said for certain that they're going to have it available for purchase, but most likely that's the route they're going to go for late adopters.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of Xbox, Phil Spencer...
yes, this is one of the major news that came out earlier today, and I was kind of puzzled why he went...
No, this is actually a different one.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Ah! Spoiler!
He's trying to jump the gun.
Yes, Phil Spencer actually recently made a statement regarding the January 21st event at Microsoft's headquarters for Windows 10. Basically, he has stated that Windows 10 event would have gaming news involved. It's time for us to talk about gaming on Windows with Windows 10. So, obviously, if you haven't been under a rock, you know that when Windows 8 launched, it was attacked by what's his name from Steam, saying that it's not going to be a great platform for gaming, etc., and all this kind of stuff. Windows 8 actually works just fine for gaming. It's, you know, people just didn't want change, I guess, whatever it was. I still play games on it once in a while. But yeah, so now Microsoft's going to take some focus to Windows for gaming to help bring back that core audience and new gamers into Windows, which I think is necessarily needed, especially considering this is when we're going to get, we're moving closer towards the full integration of Windows Phone, Xbox, and Windows PC as the same operating system, same apps available, etc. You know, it's we're getting there. It's getting closer. We're still waiting to see how Windows 10 is going to fully come together. We know that Cortana is likely to
appear,
be available on it, which I think is great. She works great on my Windows Phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
You finally have a girl to talk to on your phone.
And she actually talks to me, you know?
She'll say, oh, who's this creep?
Yeah.
Alright.
I asked her if she was a Transformer earlier, and she told me that, well, yes, probably in some parallel universe.
Really?
Yep.
Can you ask her where to hide the Master Chief's dead body?
I haven't asked her that specific one, but I think I did ask her where I hide a dead body, and I think she kind of dodged the question. Yeah.
Fully noted. Smart.
But, you know what, Fido?
What's up?
Let's ask a question to Cortana. Let me turn the sound back on real quick here, because I actually asked a question earlier, and I got a really good response from her, and I think our audience would enjoy this. What does the fox say?
You're an idiot. No more. Sorry. We're going to have to edit that out. Moron. She actually said it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, she actually is pretty smart. She'll tell you stories. She'll sing you a song. I mean, Cortana is actually well done. She can, I mean, other than the typical, you know, assistant kind of roles that obviously are there, you know, you can ask her a lot of questions, and she'll usually respond to you with a decent response. Here you go, Fidel.
Wait, hold on. What's this one? Nintendo Wii wins the patent dispute. Holy crap, this has been going on for years.
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't, remember the patent news has been going on, especially with the Wii control? And, so they finally won it in Japan. It's pretty much, you know, what, multiple patent laws, lawsuits from two different companies. So,
yeah.
This pretty much a huge win for Nintendo, which is they need, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
And so what was it declared in the? So it was back in what, December, the 19th of December.
The 22nd.
The 22nd. Okay. Okay, so they appealed it back on the 19th.
They won it on the 22nd. So two patents were not infringed. Did not infringe. Two patents for Ultimate Pointer, the company, and that no trial was actually needed. Cool. So, I mean, their claims were found to be invalid, which is pretty cool. I remember when these lawsuits came out, there was other companies involved too at one point trying to sue Nintendo over this, trying to stop the sales of the Wii and the Wii U from hitting the U.S. and so forth. And it's good to see that Nintendo is actually victorious on this. They actually do a great job researching things before they actually put them in together. So
for some more stuff going on for Advanced Warfare, these guys get a sniper-only mode. So if you guys remember, they have they have what do you call that? Sticks and Stones, or one of the chamber for the older,
yeah,
the older Call of Duty games. This one's sniper shot, one shot only. So this is, I don't know how. It's kind of hard to walk around, shoot. Oh, there's a lot of stupid people going on.
Yeah, it's really just you have a bolt action sniper rifle, and it's one shot reload, one shot reload. I haven't had a chance to play it yet, but it's very limited in what you have available to you other than the rifle. There's only a few perks and score streaks you can actually use, and a couple XO abilities. Over the weekend they had double XP if you were playing it. But hey, you know, this is new content and a new option for you. You know, I actually really enjoy using sniper rifles, but I find it's not really easy to use in an online multiplayer setting.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is, though. Should we talk about the Halo 5 multiplayer?
Sure, why not?
Oh.
So Wayne, this what, a couple of days ago?
Yeah, I actually had early access to the Halo 5 multiplayer beta the week before last for a few days. And then I got access again 29th when it opened back up to everybody. It is a quite a bit different gameplay experience. It still has most of the same feel as a classic, you know, Halo multiplayer, but it's much more refined. You have a little more control. Your weapons, so far every weapon in the game has the ability to zoom to a certain degree to give you better accuracy, which means you're actually going to hit your target when you aim on them, but you do lose peripheral vision, of course, at that point, and your scanner, you know, on the map to see who is coming around to beat you up. There's some extra options in the game too, such as I think the only one available to us right now is a boost mode to allow you to boost forward real quick. But you can actually jump up, grab onto ledges, and pull yourself up. I mean, there's a lot added to this that makes it unique. And it's actually rather fun to play too. So.
Oh yeah, that's actually my. Damn it! I really do want to do that. I'm gonna be busy this weekend. But let me know how that is, Wayne. More so.
Well, you got until the 18th of January to get on board. Definitely worth jumping into. You have to play, I think, was it 8 or 9 games before you actually start being ranked.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably like a warm up game then.
Yeah. With all the changes to this, and being somebody that hasn't really played a lot of multiplayer with Halo in a while, even though that's my favorite multiplayer to play, I'm still getting used to some of the tricks and turns on it. You know, I mean, being able to you know, keep an eye on what's going on around you and still make those last minute turns to get the kill is when they're coming up behind you is kind of struggling right now. But it's fun, you know. It's definitely challenging.
Okay.
And with Halo 5, we know that there's going to be a collector's edition. There's actually going to be 3 different versions. There's going to be the standard edition, which will come with the game, a poster, which is only available to those who pre-order. The limited edition, which is going to be $100.
Not bad.
Which will also include digital content to enhance Spartan combat. Exclusive items wrapped in a uniquely designed steelbook.
And for the limited collector's edition, which is $250, everything in the limited collection, as well as additional content such as a commemorative numbered statue, which is pretty cool, which is going to be like the your old you know Halo 3 that you have up here, Wayne.
Like the Spartan Reach?
Yep.
Yeah.
The Spartan Reach. Is it Halo Reach? Or the Halo Reach?
That one's Halo Reach. The other one's Halo 3.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the helmet right there. Something like that in a way. And also, what else they have in the... And the statue is designed by 343 Industries. More details on the design will be shared in, you know, pretty much at a later date. So
we're gonna get a statue, which is pretty cool.
Is it like a Battle Scarred Master Chief statue?
I don't know. That's gonna
a glow in the dark Cortana. Yo!
Could you imagine if it's just like if they actually went to the dark side of this thing and it's like actually like the gravesite for Cortana?
That would be so freaking cool.
That would be messed up, but cool.
Or
you know?
Or if they have a Master Chief wearing that poncho, like on the desert.
Or if they had like actually, you know what would really be cool? And they should have done this with Halo 4. They should have, you know, the ending of Halo 3 where you've got everybody standing around the markers for everybody that died during the war, and you see the etching in the grave inside
for
Spartan S-117. If they would have done something like that as a statue, that would have been pretty sick. And here is some interesting news about Boyd Maltier.
So, yeah, this is the one we were talking about. I kind of spilled maybe, 20 minutes ago.
You tried.
Yeah, I tried to spill about 5-10 minutes ago. So, Xbox One designer and Xbox Live founder leaves Microsoft. So, this is the one we found. I was reading earlier today when I was at work. Boyd quits Microsoft to start something new. So I want to see what's going on. What is he starting? Is he pulling what's his name from id?
I don't know. I mean,
so he went to his Twitter account and says goodbye Microsoft. It was a good run. Xbox was great. Time to do something new. So there's nothing really going on. He's not saying anything, you know.
Yeah, I mean this guy's made a huge impact in the world of gaming.
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially the Xbox scene. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we lost Don Matrick, who was the Xbox boss, you know, earlier in the year, or last year, whatever, when that was. We lost their chief product officer, Mark Whitten, you know, and some other of the executives. But you know what? You know, you've got a product like the Xbox, you can't exactly have... While having veterans that have known the products for over the years are great, you also got to bring in fresh blood once in a while.
Indeed.
So... Plus, these guys, you know, they do get worn out doing the same thing over and over again, or working on the same basic projects, essentially. You know, yeah. So, getting a chance to step out and do something different. I mean, that's kind of like why we saw Cliffy B leave.
There you go. That's the name I was thinking of.
Yeah, you know, move on to other things. You know, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens from here on out. You know, I don't expect it to be, you know, a huge
impact.
At this point, but you know what? 2-3 years from now, you might find out he's going to release a game console with somebody else that's going to be, you know, rivaling, you know, the other everybody else. You know, you never know.
He's probably going to Nvidia. Whoops.
Find out he's going to Nintendo.
Oh,
that would be something, right?
Making Nintendo a little more relevant now than it was the past several years.
Not likely, you know, knowing how Nintendo works with things, but anything's possible. Anything's possible.
Okay, so what do you got next on the news?
Well, we do know that, let me see here.
Deals?
Yeah, so there's new deals being published to Xbox every day until the 1st. So you got maybe a day left once this gets posted. The details that we know they've been promoted are already over with. So if you haven't had a chance to jump on your Xbox One, look for the countdown to 2015 sales and see if there's anything you like. You might just find a really good deal. And here's something. This is something I found really interesting.
All right.
So, over the last several years, Microsoft has continuously been improving Internet Explorer. It's actually a really good browser with the latest iteration, but it's got that bad publicity with other, you know, compared to other browsers right now, like Chrome and Firefox. You know, not that it's a bad browser, it just has that publicity problem to it. It is also targeted a little bit more right now, just because that's just the way it's been for years. It's starting to change that a little more when it comes to security. But when we go into Windows 10, it looks like Microsoft will be releasing a new browser. Internet Explorer will still be available as
add-on?
No, as a standard browser built in for compatibility with older apps and systems, especially enterprise systems. But they are working on designing a new browser that is going to have a similar look and feel to what you would find with Chrome or Firefox.
Huh.
The code name right now is Spartan.
Huh. Well, that's nice to know.
So, being that its code name is Spartan, I expect it's going to have some very heavy integration with Cortana. Right? But anyways, it's supposedly going to be using Microsoft's Chakra JavaScript engine and the Trident rendering engine, which is essentially a very light weight browser. It's going to be make things, you know, very lightweight. Doesn't have to take a lot of memory. So we'll see how this actually plays out. This isn't confirmed yet, but that's what we're seeing as what looks to be happening here. So keep in mind that this could be cool. It could also be cut before it actually gets to the market. So
we'll see how that one goes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Xbox One December updates improves SRAM's performance?
Yeah, SRAM. Yeah.
Okay. The new API allows you to do a lot more with the SRAMs or the ESRAMs. Dying Light developer technician. Oh, well, there's one of the games I'm actually looking for the coming year. Dying Light. If you guys haven't seen it, watch the video. Pretty dope.
Yeah.
So, what else do you see on this update here?
Basically, the main thing is, you know, SRAM control has improved. Definitely be able to do a lot more with it. Better tools to, you know, tweak it, essentially. Also confirmed at the same time we found out this, that Dying Light will run in 1080p at 30 frames per second on both the Xbox One and PS4. So, but yeah. ESRAM can really make a big difference on that. I'm not sure the entire aspect of how that's going to play out, but it should definitely make some improvements in performance on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
So, hey, look, we're out of news.
Oh, that's it? Really?
I know. What happened?
Crazy. Oh, wait, hold on. Final Fantasy PlayStation 4 announced for Japan?
What? Yeah, they're going to get a special edition.
Oh, shoot. All right, so let the American PlayStation fan go crazy or boycott like Jesse. this guy, that guy. All right, so as I said, please, what the hell you want? Lumina Inner Circle, you want, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So before I was interrupted by Wayne's super slow typing with one finger at every button. And going like this every time.
Hi.
We want to wish you guys a happy new year. Please be safe.
Yes.
As I said before, during the Thanksgiving podcast and Christmas podcast, if you guys are going to drink, please call a cab or have a designated driver. If not, crash at someone else's place. It's better off for you guys to actually get some sleep, drive off the next day, and be fine. Not just going to jail or have you guys dead, which is the last thing we want to hear. Especially nowadays. So anything else you want to add on here, Wayne?
Well, it's been a great year. I mean, quite honestly, we're really grateful to have all of you as listeners.
Yeah.
We stay tuned. We've got some great plans set out for the new year. Hoping to launch something really spectacular in around January. We're still working on the details for that.
We'll give you guys a breaking news once we're ready for that.
Yeah.
As I said, we also lost the... one third of our founding member here this past year, but yet we gained two other ones back in, and hopefully they'll stay with us for quite longer than normally, but we'll see how that one plans. But right now we're doing awesome, so I guess Jesse and Mimi will be going to a con in a couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, there's a con up in LA coming up.
Early January, so in about a week or so. We just gotta post that and see what we're doing. Other than that, get ready for the new con season that's coming up.
Yeah,
and we are technically, less than 8 months away for Comic Con.
Yeah,
dude, that is insane.
Right,
it'll be the first week of July. If you guys haven't seen the schedule yet, please go to comic-con.org/CCI, and they actually have the dates over there, too. If you guys got your ticket, you lucky bastards, congratulations. And for the people that hasn't got a ticket yet, there's going to be another sale going on. And also, for the people that start saving up money for hotels, do so right now. It's a great way to save. And Wayne, what'd you get from Loot Crate?
Well, this time around for December, it actually was a pretty cool box.
which is pretty cool.
One, I got the Joker Batman, which is Batman in the green and purple Joker with the smiley face and everything. It's actually pretty cool. Very unique It's actually called the Joker Batman Batman. It's actually a very cool looking picture of that, so it's rather unique. Or figure, it's a Funko figure, so, or whatever you call that, a pop figure actually. I can't think today. I also got a pair of socks with Groot.
So, I saw that, yeah.
So it says I am Groot on it with a picture of Groot. And of course, you got the Loot Crate anniversary pen, Simpsons wallet, the Mighty wallet, which is actually kind of like a paper-made wallet, but it's actually pretty solid. A Tetris sticker kit, which is actually kind of nice. A door hanger from Ghostbusters. One side says, "Back off, man, I'm a scientist." But the other side says, "Are you the Keymaster?" with Stay Puft. Comic book. We've got Batman number 36, Endgame.
That is the moment when Joker's shooting off his retractable punching glove to Batman's face.
Which also includes the first or free digital copy of the first three chapters of Batman Arkham Unhinged. In the wrap there. And I think there was a... Yes, there was a Captain America.
What?
Where was it? Yeah.
Somewhere there.
Air freshener. Simpsons.
There it is. Yep. No. Is that in the background?
Yep.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. I need to replace my current one, which... Shoot, what was it?
This guy forgets everything that he gets every month.
I know. But yes, definitely keep checking back. We're planning to bring in more content. We're not going to be at CES this year, unfortunately, but we do plan on still presenting more content and the news as we get it from our friends that are presenting there at CES.
Uh-huh.
We're still in contact with many different vendors to get some news and some possible reviews and so forth. So keep looking back. We've got a lot of great things in the future.
Yeah, I know. So pretty much this is it for us for our final podcast of 2014. Our next one will be coming up, our first one of 2015. And, oh, you know what? We didn't do our top three likable games, top three worst games.
Ooh.
In the past. So, actually, no, we'll do that on our next podcast. We promise you guys we're going to do that. Hopefully Jesse and me will be...
Yeah, we gotta get them two in here for that.
Yeah. Let's make it the top two.
Ooh.
There's going to be four of us. We got to make the top two games that we played, the top two games that we did not like, the top two accessories that we like.
We'll see. We'll come up with it.
Yeah, no. We'll do something different about that.
We'll make up a list and we'll present it to you next time. This guy. What else we got? I think that's it.
Yeah.
Other than Stan Lee turned 92.
Yeah. Happy birthday to the man. To the man, to the god, to the great Stan Lee that made our childhood fun.
Oh, and looks like we lost a voice actress, Christine Cavanaugh.
Yes, I heard she's the voice of Babe in the movie. She was also the voice of Chucky, little Chucky from the Rugrats back in the 90s. So
she worked on Dexter's Laboratory, Rugrats.
She played Dexter.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So sad.
Yeah. I know. Anywho, I guess so. Guys, feel free to like us, share us from our Facebook page. Feel free to look at our main website for upcoming news, upcoming articles, especially this podcast going on right now. You know, hit us up. You know, give us a few comments here and there. And so also our Twitter page. We still have to update that too as well. But it's been.
We get some stuff on there once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while. But we're mostly active on Facebook and on our website. So, again, Happy New Year's from Two Shots of Geek to you and your family. And hopefully we'll have a very wonderful upcoming 2015. And again, this is TwoShotsOfGeek.com. We're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Let's bring on 2015, man. Let's go. See what I did there?